Hi, everybody. We'll be catching up on this week's episodes of the hit NBC soap opera, Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
Get out of here,
Tony. You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Petition Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episode, Days of Our Lives.
What was the name of the soap opera?
Days of Our Lives.
Never heard of it.
Oh, this isn't YNR? Oh, shoot, I'm in the wrong room.
We're in the wrong panel.
I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my wonderfully talented computer, brought to you by Mac. I'm just kidding. I am with my gaggle of gals. We have...
Mark Freeman in the house.
This is the result of when a cute boy leaves the room. Okay.
Giddy.
And I had a little Diet Coke.
And ladies and gentlemen, the giddy Matthew Evan Payne.
You're on the wrong show, mister.
And if you guys missed our earlier broadcast, which is why we're a tish late, more than a tish late, for Edition Days, we had True O'Brien and Casey Miles stop by and talk about Days, their relationship, all of that stuff. Make sure you go on to AfterBuzz TV's YouTube channel so that you can watch that interview.
If I were an emoticon, I would be the one with the heart eyes.
Oh, is that how you were?
Yeah, he's so cute. I mean, she's stunning.
She's gorgeous.
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 They both are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Loved.
And of course,
L-O-V-E-D. Loved.
Loved.
Like Lorraine loved.
Yeah. Lorraine did love.
She loved.
Everybody loved Raymond.
Yes. And of course, guys, don't forget to follow us on all social medias, Edition Days, or @_EditionDays on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Mark, you did a tweet.
I did.
Uh-oh. What did it say? Oh, yeah. I commented
on it.
That
was one of the worst weeks and days of our lives history.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Matthew?
I have opinions. I'm not as strong as this young lady, but... I was actually talking to Brian, my best friend who lives in Amsterdam, today, mm-hmm. and I told him about your tweet, and he said, I didn't love this week, but I think that in Days of Our Lives, history is taking it a stretch far, as Johnny would say, a tish far.
A smidge.
Yeah.
A smidge too far. I don't know.
What didn't you like?
It's probably easy to say what I liked.
What did you like?
I liked Kayla and Steve and Joey and Jade.
Okay. Well.
I agree.
And that's about it.
Well, so
and that concludes this week's Edition Days. We'll see you next week. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter @LorraineLove, LorraineLove. Why is the music's not starting?
And you can follow me on Twitter @MatthewEPayne.
Well, while they have left the show, I'll just start the show. It is now time to start
Edition Days.
So, first of all...
Are you going to put it down? All right.
Aiden Rafe Hope. I decided to lead off with these three characters because I have to tell you, to be quite honest, I'm ready to see them on the back burner.
Really?
Yeah.
Ben ready.
Yeah.
Something needs to happen.
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple of things. I don't understand why Adriana, Rafe's mom, is just such against Hope. Like, I feel like she doesn't have a
it's
really
It's not justified.
Valid, yeah.
It's completely contrived by the writers.
Yes. There's not a valid reason.
Gabby was like, she's a really nice person.
Yeah. And actually, everyone has said, you know, great things about Hope, but she just has something. And maybe she just has a different vision of who Rafe should be with, Blanca, and maybe, like, the things that she's heard of Hope and what she tends to put Rafe in, the situations in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I just justified it. That's what it is. Like, imagine you being a mom, and your son almost gets blown up because of a love of a woman.
But I think they already covered the fact that he's in love with her.
But then he's heartbroken because instead of just continuing the relationship with Rafe, she
decided
went back with
sample Aiden.
Aiden
again.
Yeah, so...
Which
so
left a good taste in nobody's mouth.
There's the justification. They're small, but they're justifications. So we're going to go with that.
Casey smelled wonderful, by the way.
I thought we were talking about Aiden.
I've drifted like I drifted all week watching.
Yeah, I see. I'm so bored. That was what just happened.
Well,
I just don't care.
I don't either.
I don't care. And I said this when I came in today because I couldn't remember because I had to watch a lot of days because I wasn't here last week. And I said, was it this week or last week that Rafe got his own episode? Because it couldn't end quick enough for me. I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care about any of them. I don't care about...
I've had more fun doing crossword puzzles and making my bed.
The only good thing is that they finally ate chicken and potatoes.
and not
chimichangas.
Like, right.
Yes.
The chicken looks stuffed with something. Oh, my God. I can't believe I noticed that. The chicken looks stuffed with something.
Like I wasn't even really pinned. I was just like, oh. I just heard chicken and potatoes. And I'm like, no nachos.
I heard chicken and potatoes, and I was like, do I get some too? That's how I was. Yeah.
I don't care. Like, the scenes between his mother and Blanca, like, I just don't care. I just feel like they're making me... Anyway, I'm not going to go there. But I feel like they're making me try to like something that I don't want to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. I had to get that in.
Yes, you did. but then it looks like... okay, so Aiden... is still trying to paint this picture to Chase that everything is all fine.
Right.
When Chase knows something is up. And I'm glad Sierra was like, listen, you're going to find out anyway. So, your daddy's a creep, and he's still a liar, and he wasn't there.
But again, I just don't care about any of it. I just don't care. There's so much. I mean, I literally was like forcing myself to watch everything. And I was like, why is this so painful? Then I realized Billy wasn't on all week.
But I think that it's hard for them to go full throttle 5 days a week, every single week.
That's your job.
No.
That is your job.
I understand.
You do that 5 days a week. Then don't take the job if you can't do it. You don't get a day off.
That's how he talks to me and Tony about
it. But you know what I'm saying? No, that's not an excuse.
Well, I think what it is about this storyline is that... you got really upset.
A little scared.
Yeah.
Steven, can we get security in Studio 4, please?
It was one of those moments where, you know when, like, you're in a store and that irate customer starts and you don't know whether
That's usually me, too. Yeah,
you don't know whether to continue with your purchase or leave or pull a Homer Simpson and just, like, kind of, like, disappear into the bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that moment.
I have a story like that, but we'll talk after.
but I feel like what it is that, you know, you were Team Hayden. And I think
that... Well, I wasn't.
I was.
I was, too. And again, as I say every week, I think they're making Aiden out to really be this bad guy, and I think they should have done that before.
Yeah.
And
I always thought he was, though. But
he
wasn't. Stick to that.
He wasn't.
They made him out to be something else. They cleared his name and said he's not that. And then he turned into the character of, like, poor unfortunate things that happen and then opportunities that present itself in order for him to fix those.
But aren't they trying
things.
To make the viewer question,
I don't think there's any question now. I think it is he is...
a bad guy and a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen anyone lie so much other than you. I mean...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you, actually.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
I love sound effects.
I love that.
And flashing lights. Was it last week or this week? I think it was this week when Blanca put Adriana in her place. Blanca was like, you don't know me like that when she was trying to... She was like, we don't know each other.
With
like
who?
Blanca and Mommy Hernandez.
Maybe that was last week.
I drifted. I said I only heard the chicken and potatoes.
Is anyone saying?
They're
bored too.
Pretty much. They're all saying that they don't like the rope. They agree with us that we're being forced into it.
And then Kelly Fogg agrees with you. She says, Matthew, I agree with Mark. Their job is to write for a soap. If you cannot do that, then leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But now,
I think when they keep it, and trust me, I love when they keep it exciting every single week, but when I think they start to lose a little bit something when the storyline starts to change, like with this Hope, Rafe, Aiden storyline, get to it. Like, make something happen, because at this point it's gone on so long, I don't give a shit.
I just don't care. I honestly really could care less.
Well, I feel like you're about to care, because Aiden's about to move on to his next plan.
Which is
we don't know yet.
Oh well, exactly. I liked when it was like when they picked up the pace and we were getting stuff and everything was happening, and I feel like now we're back to this slow mo. You know, let's drag this out. You know, forever and painfully put me through
misery.
Misery. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean,
and I agree, Melissa Cohen. I had said this a long time ago. I don't even know when we were on here, but a long time when they kind of started doing a Justin and Hope thing, I wouldn't mind that as either.
Well, they need to pick his storyline up, because I don't care about that either.
Yeah, I just I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Well, since we don't care about,
I mean, the only thing I did like was Steve, Kayla, Joey, Finn, and Jade. That whole thing, because we finally got to see her again. So, again, I don't know if this is... Again, see, and this is what upsets me, and I'm getting the sense that this is kind of why we're having these issues with all these storylines, is because all this changing of the guards, of the head writers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a pissing contest. And if somebody, you know, started a storyline, they don't want to continue their storyline because they want their storyline out there. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the show anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about a pissing contest. And it's about who can make the most money off of the show. You know what I mean? And I saw somebody tweeted me the other day, yesterday or the day before, relatively recently, I think it was when I tweeted out my hatred for this week. And they said, they've lost the romance and the comedy in Days of Our Lives. And I agree 100%. There's just so much I don't care about anymore. But anyways, I did like Steve, Kayla. I love that they showed them. It doesn't bother me, Finn and Kayla. That doesn't bother me at all.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
I'm not saying I want them to end up together forever, but it's not unrealistic to me, and it's not... I don't feel like they're forcing it on me. I think it's a legitimate potential relationship that could have evolved.
But I feel like it's not... It's one of those things for me that it's not that slow build where, like...
See, I think it is a slow build.
We see those cute moments that make you go, ooh, okay. Like, you can start seeing it, and then it starts building and building. I think for me, it's just they keep having these moments of, like... You see it there, but then it goes like to like with the kids, like when he went Steve in for the kids in. And Steve walks in. Like, I feel like,
and Steve was like, "I'm not gonna."
Yeah, I feel like if there was something built, there was something building up to that. Like, they haven't kissed before, but you kind of want them to, like, it's not that feeling.
No,
it's
well, not. And I hate that. What is this ridiculous that he's a bartender now? Like, I mean, come on, people. Like, really? Like, there's no other job that he could have.
He's trying to show.
No,
Kayla,
I get that.
Which
she's
not
that,
even
but
buying
she's
it.
She's not. It's
she's
just
like,
ridiculous.
You're
going to
be a bartender. Which is,
well, what else is he going to do? Salem PD.
He could do something.
He could work at the desk. He doesn't have to go out in the, like,
get a desk
you
job.
You know what I mean? You get a desk job. Like, well, I'm just saying, like, I just, I feel, I don't know if they, like, they think that that's cute. Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I knew what was going on in their heads, because to me, I was just like, really?
Unless they're really? Trying to, like,
and just watching Eduardo walk around that place with menus and really, girl? No, you were an assassin 2 weeks ago. You're not the man. You know what I mean? Like, it's
that's
just
something
so
I can't tolerate either. The fact that they reference him to be like this known assassin just walking around. I mean, God.
Oh, that note girl.
That what?
Well, you'll see.
Oh, boy. Oh, the note. Oh. I got it.
It just, I don't know. And I mean, I love Joey and Jade. I thought they had some cute moments this week.
Didn't you love?
I just really like them together.
So this is the thing. He wanted to go to the bedroom, and then they ended up having sex on the couch.
First of all, pause. That's one of those moments where I was like, somebody needs to whoop Joey's ass.
Why?
You can't just be doing it all willy-nilly on the couch.
They're kids.
Still.
Can you imagine?
You
I kept
take
thinking
that
to my
room.
I had it had crossed my mind that Kayla could have walked up. Kayla would have beaten Jade's ass.
Yeah.
And Joey's too, probably.
And it's not one of those things where, like, they did it real quick and then, like, they no, they took a nap.
He woke up naked underneath a blanket.
Yeah.
Can you that would have
I was okay with
it. I was okay too, but Kayla wouldn't have been.
I mean, side note, okay, but back to Salem.
But I don't, I'd say again, I don't, it didn't bother, that didn't bother me. Well, I did think, I was like, ooh, if she walks in, that's going to be, but I think that's part of the excitement of it. That's why you do that.
I just had that feeling of like, I wanted to like jump through the screen and be like, get your ass in your room. You can't be having sex on this couch.
And but that's I think me, it's and been... then I'm the devil on the other shoulder going, do it, girl. Do it right here.
I think it's been made very, very clear that Joey and Jade, no matter what has happened, will do what they want.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes. And I, now, another moment that, I don't know if it's just the age I'm getting to or what, but I was looking at Joey like, you can't talk to people like that. How he was talking to Jade's father.
Well, I do feel like it's that generation, though. People definitely don't talk to adults the way that I would have gotten the little hairs on the back of my head pulled by the nuns if I would have talked to them.
Oh, if my mom sensed that I was going to say something that was, you get that look like,
yeah, go ahead, something. Say something. Say
I
it.
Want you to, what, mm-hmm. what,
get a
what
ruler.
Is it? What is it? It's not even a ruler. It's
the
what,
belt.
It's,
I got the belt.
It's whatever is in the vicinity.
And I turned out fantastic.
Me too. Well, it could be a word. Right. It could be but a phone, like, extension cord, shoe, hand, fly swatter.
Fly
all
swatter.
Of that, yeah, yeah, but I also felt
which
like,
reminds me, we need to pick up a fly swatter.
Yes, we do. We do.
But I feel like the way that he was talking to Jade's father was as if he really knows like their situation.
Yeah,
and it's like you don't know their situation enough to really go at this man like this. He only knows what Jade is telling him.
Right. But wouldn't you believe your girlfriend?
I mean, of course. But I also wouldn't like if you told me some stuff about your family, and then I met your family, and I was like, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. I bet they'll look at me like, you don't know us.
Yeah. I'm not saying, okay, first of all, I'm being
it's
yelled
terrifying.
At. I'm not saying it was okay for him to yell at the father. I'm saying that this generation tends to talk to people that way. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that mm-hmm. I believe it because that's kind of how this generation is. So that's just as an FYI. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
I didn't take it that way.
Well, who did? Nicole did. So I'm sorry, Nicole. That's not what I was trying to say. I wasn't saying it was okay for him to talk that way. I'm just saying that it didn't bother me because I was, and like you said, I kind of was with the same mentality where you were is like, well, obviously he's sitting with Jade and she's telling him everything.
Right.
So you're believing what you.
But still, stay in your lane.
Fine.
Right. Thank you, Laura.
Be respectful.
I love Laura. Laura, be respectful. It's just Laura, like Oprah, just Laura. She says Mark's right, and I don't know what she's talking about, but I'm sure she's right.
I love that Finn came in on a white horse to help
save
out
Joey.
With
but
Joey.
That's, you know, they're laying the tracks for that.
Yeah. Oh, and then
Finn knows his place.
But he. I didn't feel that way.
I don't think we know Finn's place.
I don't feel like, I feel like he's walking through the park and he sees this fight and he jumps in to help Joey because he is. He's being, like, out on bail, so he has to be on good behavior. So
and because
it wasn't that's not as contrived as a lot of the other crap.
Yeah.
So, moving along.
But I also like that he covered up for Joey and allowed Joey to kind of maybe tell Steve and Kayla what transpired with the dad instead of being like, oh, I just had to like break up him and Jade's dad. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, oh, we're just here for coffee.
And then
to which Steve was like, okay, you're crossing the line. Like, my son is a whole different.
Yeah, he had a little one on one with him. And then they made Joey has to go talk to Marlena now.
And as soon as they said Marlena, I was like, weren't we just talking about like whenever anyone has a problem? Dr.
See, we've said this from the beginning that Marlena should be having more patience, and not patience as in, you know, like humans patience, not the
patience.
You know. thank you.
Steven's on it with the sound effects today.
But I'm thinking this is a good spinoff. Is just a show of Marlena with different days in our lives.
During the interview with Casey and True, we were talking about how they kind of accelerated JJ from, you know, wanting to be a cop to going to the academy quickly to being a cop, and like it happened in no time flat. I'm starting to have a feeling that they're probably going to be accelerating Sierra's storyline about her interest in psychology and making her a shrink or you know, going to school. I don't know. I think that they might speed that up a little bit because they keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And so, and as soon as she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be the new Dr. Mylena.
That's
Evans.
What I was thinking too.
Then it's going to be Sierra. Then it's going to be like, we're taking you to see Sierra.
Yeah.
Scary thought, isn't it?
Well, Dr. Brady.
Yeah. I don't know.
What is this? Someone wrote something here. Wait, let me just read this real quick. This show needs the next generation and their vet parents on screen. Well cast. They're saying they need them on screen and well cast and causing havoc. We need Belle, Sean, Will, etc.
Yeah. They need to bring Will back.
Yes, and Rose, Belle, Sean, Will.
I saw a tweet where someone was saying, like, you know, we need to see more of the vets. And I'm like, I don't want
to be forced to see the vets. I want the vets to be there for a reason.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Don't just give me this crap because it's a vet. We have to put them on screen.
Yes. Or, like, the vets aren't going to stay those characters like they were before forever. Like, there does need to be a continued evolution of, like, So, again, last week, what I was saying, that scene when we saw Belle and Sean and Philip and Chloe together, like, they met in the square, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it took me back to, like, saying hi. And I'm like, there needs to be more stuff.
We know all of you. We know all your story.
We saw you grow up. Yep. Now it's time to get into some more adult
stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me, though, how they like, with Aiden and Rafe and Hope, I don't know if it's that it's poorly written, poorly executed, I don't know what it is, but with someone like Deimos who comes onto the screen, he's so well written, he's so well delivered, and it's like a storyline that you just want to keep watching.
Yeah.
Well, although, were we moving on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I'm totally team Deimos, I love Victor, you know, I love some Victor. But again, I get that they're making up and they're trying to take this down another road and stuff, but I'm really annoyed that Deimos is keeping the house.
Me too.
I'm sorry. That Victor needs to be I was insulted. I was like, I can't believe you're taking this and you're just going to let him. I get that they're wanting to create this whole new dynasty and have Deimos be the new Victor and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But I just, that really ticked me off.
See, I happen to think that he will end up getting it in a different way. Okay. I think that
if that's the case, then fine. But if it's just, we're going to let you guys keep this little condo and he's going to take the mansion. No, I'm not happy with that.
Do you guys believe that Deimos is trying to turn over a new leaf?
I don't know.
Do you believe him?
I don't know.
Do you think that the near-death experience has, like, caused him to just want to be a better person?
I mean, I didn't really think much about it, but I was believing it. Whether I should be or not, I don't know. But I was falling for it. I believe that he wanted to mend things with Victor and stuff. And I think a lot of it, I don't even know if it's the near-death experience. I think it's Nicole.
Oh, yes. Yes, because he does tend to point out to Nicole, like, oh, look what I'm doing.
And she was the first one he called when he was like, oh, I think you should hear about all this good stuff I've been doing. You know what I mean? So,
well, I did a poll on our Audition Days Twitter page and asked if people thought that Deimos was turning over a new leaf and trying to become good. And 68% of the people said no.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
They're not buying it. So.
Yeah. And I was thinking that too. Oh, I did start writing out. I didn't tell you guys. I won't read mine. But if you want to, I started writing out my dream days roster.
Like scenarios?
These are the people I want to see.
These are the characters.
These are the characters I want to see. These are the people that I want on the show. Anyone who's not on this list, I will help sign their walking paper. And I can guarantee you there are no Jonases on my list.
Oh, my goodness. Well, more about Deimos and his good deeds. Not only did he offer that to Victor to split things 50-50, he gets Titan and...
Victor gets Titan, he gets Basic Black.
Basic Black and the mansion.
And the mansion, yes. Which is ridiculous.
But also, Deimos convinced the doctor to give
Maggie
the
surgery, which again was going to happen.
Convinced.
A little blackmail, but still.
Right.
Which I was kind of happy about that because I really don't want to continue to see Maggie in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this is the thing that's like, okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah, let's do it next week if you guys can. That'd be
awesome.
Works in my schedule. Hope it works in yours.
Yes. And so that is, but Victor still doesn't trust Deimos. Like, no. Victor holds and a grudge.
I did like how he was like, you know, okay, and I got you arrested, I put you in jail, blah, blah, blah. And then it comes back from commercial, and he's like, oh, don't get me wrong, I still hate you.
He's like, I'm not going to accept your apology.
I was like, that's my boy, Victor.
We can get along without me accepting your apology.
Yeah.
He said no, and Deimos said no, and Victor said, you heard me.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. That's right.
So,
Stephen, you can stay all the time.
Yes. So, moving on to tidbits, real quick. We covered everything, right?
Yeah, we're good. For the most part. All right. So we got to hurry anyway. Yeah.
Sonny's back, and Sonny's he looks back. Great.
Okay. Yes. Did you see my tweet about him coming back?
I don't think so.
So I was like, girl. Like, he knew where that camera was. He knew what he was doing. He was just like, I was like, you go, girl.
And okay, and so Paul ran into Sonny.
Yes. Yeah, at the end of the week.
I never did, but it's reaffirmed for me that I don't think that they brainwashed the gay away from Paul.
No, they didn't.
I think that's been dismissed.
Okay. Yes, they did not do that. But Sonny had a great surprise for Victor and Maggie. He sold the club and the land in France, and gave him the money.
That could have been a disaster. It's so not believable. It's so stupid, is really what it is. Stupid.
They had to close him out. They, you know.
Here's your most valuable piece of property in Paris. Here's $3 million.
Well, we don't know how much it was.
It was a lot.
Where'd you get this kind of money?
Undisclosed amount.
That was so stupid, I could have thrown my TV through the window.
Well, I guess they had to figure out a way how to, like, kind of bring Victor back to life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do something with it then.
And bring Victor back to life and kind of close out Sonny's life in Paris so that he doesn't have a reason to go back.
Right.
Right. Maybe I'm putting my $1 trillion property on Airbnb. Could have been good, you know.
Moving on.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
So then Claire is very angry all of a sudden. We got angry Claire now.
Yeah.
We have angry Claire now. Like, yeah, I'm just like, I feel like it's really out of nowhere.
This is in a discussion, and you're just going to tell me how to do it.
Yeah. It just seemed very,
That's what I heard. Yeah. There was a lot of going on.
But I do like, I mean, again, I love, like you, but we didn't see a lot of that this week, was the Belle and Sean and Claire. Yes. Like, I like seeing them. We know that they're leaving, so it's like,
Sean was
I,
like, Belle, are you trying to pick a fight with me? And she was like, no, and he was like, okay, good.
Well, I like that Claire is, like, her own person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that Philip is not really working with her on that record deal. Like, that kind of bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that she was smart and being like, I write songs.
Yeah.
But we want top producers. Well, then I'll be an assistant.
And then are we sensing that there's something... I mean, obviously she likes Theo.
Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this will maybe be a...
Oh, that made me go...
Oh, you didn't see that?
That whole interaction, I was just like, oh, they're friends.
Oh.
She was like,
I feel like she really is digging him.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's really, because he's still caught up in Sierra, but I think that may be a path they're going to go down.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not bothered by that.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not bothered by it.
She was like, I'm not either. She was like, anything you say, Theo, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then,
the note.
Eduardo's note.
Hang on, how to know under two menus.
Yeah, she was like, oh, is this a note?
And then she left.
And let's not even talk about it that I had to get up from my bed to go read what the note said because I couldn't see it. I was like, pause.
I also felt like...
And you know it was like that, too. Yes.
But, you know, I
like,
also...
Like, this better be good.
And was it
this
good?
Better be an invitation to me and Billy's wedding. Except,
girl, the note. The note, girl.
I also felt like...
You know what the note says, actually? It says, I know what you did last summer.
Murderer.
Yeah.
Murderer. But I also felt like this. I also felt like this was one of those things where he had gotten these notes before, and I felt like that was your time to explore who it is. Don't, like, stop it and then bring it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's,
but
you know,
he's
that's
bartending right. now, so yeah. you know.
Easy access.
Adriana was like, Oh, there's a note right here.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I suddenly wish there was a note under there.
I know, right?
Like we had secretly planted it. So in other news, Brady, Teresa, Summer. So they're still on the search for Tate. They now think that not Victor has something to do with it, but Deimos does because of the champagne thing.
Yeah. I the what?
champagne group
that he was affiliated with.
Yeah.
But whatever. Teresa's like, bitches, I remember it was Summer in dark glasses and a baseball cap and a
Summer with the rope in the conservatory
and a plaid shirt that didn't fit.
Oh, yes.
Like, wait, what am I watching? Exactly. I don't know. I just, it's...
No, that's so good.
I feel like they're just throwing... Again, I just feel like they're just throwing stuff out there, like...
Okay, I had a major revelation,
okay,
and or I missed something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My guess is you missed something.
Probably, but...
But I'm probably not the person to ask, because I'm sure I missed it, too.
I'm wondering if there might be two Summers.
Oh.
Because what happened to Summer with her dark hair?
I figured it was a wig.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think it was a really good wig.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just don't think so.
I think it was a wig.
I just didn't think so. I thought it looked so... Because we saw Marie with dark hair at the Emmys.
Well, yeah. But listen, she still had to maybe keep that color. So,
Well, I love that when she got her hair back, she still had, like, dark roots. I'm like, no, girl, because if you just got your hair
then you wouldn't have the roots.
You don't got the roots.
You don't got the roots.
And I love how Teresa was like, and you were wearing that plaid shirt that doesn't fit you very well.
Yes.
I know that she said that. Didn't fit you well. I wonder if the writers watch us and watch how much we mock what they...
Oh, gosh.
I like that mark again.
That mark again. Oh, my God.
And that was it, right?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. That was the week of days. We're plowing right through. Sorry that we weren't able to get to your phone calls today, but we are running
but
out
we got
of time
with...
Mike Bowman said, two Summers? Good Lord, please no.
Well, what you don't have enough of is
what
our...
What am I doing?
Is our segment, and we're going to get right into those. Okay. We're going to start with mine, which is Tony's official... Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
Now, my Three Snaps Award actually goes to Summer's hair.
But you put that hand down.
Because,
down.
As we were just talking about, I think that Summer had a wig, and she took the wig off, and she had her hair again, and her wig change reminded me of this moment from our favorite show, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Totally.
Go ahead and play that clip. This makes me feel like Summer. She had another wig
underneath the wig.
And this was my reaction. So, Summer's hair gets Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, so
that
snap. Was
that. Those of you that watch RuPaul's Drag Race will thoroughly appreciate it.
Because I totally felt like that. I was like you. Oh, she had brown hair, but now it's... I was like... She got to Salem and she was just like...
It's weird though, when I noticed it, because there had been a couple days, I think, and I was like, oh, my... Like, I had like a weird pit in my stomach, like, oh, shoot, there are two Summers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No.
Well,
two Aidens.
That's too much. Well, I think it's that time now.
Why can't we have two Billies?
You have Billy and you have Chad.
We don't need that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Thanks.
Well, now moving along.
Oh, is it mine?
I don't know if it's... I think it's yours.
It's a disaster.
There's only one sound that can let me know if we're at that moment.
Come on, Steven. Don't let us down now.
We're there. It is now the... Disaster moment of the week. I promise.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I promise I'm going to record it. You know, I actually thought about it when I was leaving Target. I was like, oh, I should go home and record that. And then here we are today,
like, nope,
with me telling you that I'm going to record it. I'm going to do that today. Okay, go.
Oh, okay. So my disaster moment of the week is courtesy of Christian Bullen, who tweeted this to me. Now, Christian in the tweet said that she did not originate this, that she forwarded on from someone else. So I don't know who that someone else is, but spot on perfection that Maggie Horton looked like Colonel Sanders tonight.
That's
so, Christian, thank you. And to whomever it was that you found it from, thank you also. That is Matthew's
disaster moment of the week.
That's it.
And now it's time for...
Oh, you know, during an audition, when people will do the audition, then they're like, scene. I just felt like that, like at the end of the...
Oh, yeah.
That's my disaster moment of the week.
And scene.
I'm done.
Yeah. And we're done. And now it's time for...
AfterBuzz. No.
not that one. But it's time for...
Mark's...
Quote of the week! Quote of the week!
There you go. We are. Right. We'll take it.
Poor Steve. He's back there like, y'all got me pushing all these like, buttons and doing all this stuff. Y'all are doing too much.
These queens.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Back us.
How many damn sound effects?
All right. My quote of the week this week goes to James Lastovic. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
James Lastovic, Joey Johnson, when he's leaving TBD, and he says... I rewound it 3 times.
It was good.
He said, well, I guess we're going to have to go grab a copy some other time, Finley.
Oh. That was funny.
Like, did he say Finley? Rewind. He said Finley.
That was a good
so
one.
So he had to get my quote of the week.
And that has been...
Mark's quote of the week.
And now it's time for fan of the week.
My fan of the week comes from iTunes, a review. We got 5 stars, guys. Another 5 stars from... VA Boy Wonder. Virginia, maybe? Virginia Boy Wonder? VA?
Oh, yeah. I think that's...
Or the Veterans Association.
Veterans.
Wonder, right?
Or he's a veteran.
I think that's Matt. I think.
It's not me.
VA Boy Wonder?
I think so.
Well, he wrote, the best part of my Sunday nights is watching Dish and Days. Except Tony. That was in parentheses. But,
No, it does not say that.
It says, Tony, Mark, and Matthew have great chemistry and are fun to watch. They do a wonderful job of recapping my favorite soap days of our lives. They often feature many celebrity guests from the show. Dish and Days has become my Sunday night guilty pleasure.
Ooh. Yay, oh my God, we're a guilty pleasure. I love that. Yeah,
and there's nothing to feel guilty about.
Some people like Vanderpump Rules and others like Dish and
Days. Some people have brain cells that die watching Vanderpump Rules.
Hey.
Well, my point exactly.
Oh, pump your brakes, Lorraine.
If I needed.
So, really quick, before we get into news and gossip, I shared this story earlier, but I'm going to share it with you guys. So, Aloma Wright, my play mama, tweeted me because I tweeted her because I was watching Bring It On, and she plays Paulette, the talk show host in the movie. And I was like, oh my God, you know, look who popped up. And she was like, you never know where I'm going to pop up. And I was like, well, I really wish you would pop up in Salem. And she was like, I might have to start a campaign too. And I was like, done. So I am challenging all of the fans to start hashtag bring back Maxine with hashtag Maxine Sun.
Yay,
do it.
Tony.
Do it.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
they never really talked about her leaving either. She just kind of left.
No, so, she's taking care of her ill son.
She is, and then she's going to bring me back. So, start that. Hashtag bring back Maxine.
Sounds good.
With hashtag Maxine Sun. And now it's time for news and gossip.
Am I doing it?
All right. Is that you?
Yes. Fans shouldn't miss Days of Our Lives, Nadia Bjorlin and Robert Scott Wilson, who play Chloe and Ben, respectively, in I Know Where Lizzie Is. Oh. Where is Lizzie? I guess we'll find out tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on Lifetime.
Oh,
visit our Facebook for the trailer of tonight's movie.
It actually looks really good, too.
You know I love him.
Robert Scott Wilson.
He's so good,
He plays a reporter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can see him maybe with glasses like Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm. No glasses.
No glasses?
Still, like he's that, like, hello and welcome to LA News.
Oh, with the big,
like,
beautiful smile.
And, like, the coiffed perfect. Hair yeah. and everything is perfect, yeah. And Nadia actually plays the psychic that helps them try to locate this 15-year-old girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have to, that sounds interesting.
So it looks really good.
We're having pizza rolls at Tony's to watch
sounds good.
On Lifetime
sounds
TV
good.
Tonight at 8 o'clock. So
sounds good.
As long as you guys bring the pizza rolls.
And then I just want to update you guys. I tweeted out, we all tweeted out about Louise Sorrell tomorrow at 2. We had a change of plans. She's, you know, busy gal. So we're going to probably try to do it either Thursday or Friday. We're still trying to book a time slot. So sorry that it's not tomorrow for those of you that were making time in your schedule to watch that tomorrow. But stay posted. I've got a request in for a time slot. So as soon as I know, I will tweet it out because trust me, I want this to happen just as bad as you do. I've been stalking this woman for 2 weeks now.
I've been stalking her since the mid-90s. It's okay.
Yeah. And she's so sweet. Anyway, and then also for those of you who didn't make it to Toronto and you want to see pictures, go to my fan page, the Mark J. Freeman on Facebook. I just posted a whole bunch of every still photo that I had from the event. I posted. I'll post some.
Not every still photo.
But no, there's
sure.
one of Chaz. There's one of Chaz.
There's one of Chaz's ass.
There's one of Chaz. That's it. It's on there. It's on there. I shared it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although it's only big because he keeps a lot of stuff in his back pockets.
Mm.
That's all.
Whatever.
And I'm here to remind you guys that we still have our Allison Sweeney giveaway. And all entries are due by this. Please turn in all entries this Friday, August 5th, and our winner will be announced live on air next Sunday. All you have to do is email us and just tell us how much you love Allison Sweeney in a very creative way. And they're all signed by Allison Sweeney. So make sure you guys do that.
Yeah.
You can sign our book.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to Lucas and Sherry. They were at the fan event.
Yes. Oh, Lucas and Sherry, the boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah. They were so cute, and they wanted my headshot signed and stuff. They were just so cute. I was like, oh, I love you guys.
Did you bring a headshot, or did they have one?
No, I had brought some to put with the Maria Menounos book, because I brought an AfterBuzz package, so I brought a headshot to for that. And then I just grabbed them and...
Get any better than Lorraine Love? Really? You're just wonderful.
Oh, you know.
I know.
I prefer Lorraine. Oh, and shout out to my friend Teresa that you met as well.
Teresa was very sweet, and her son. I met her son as well.
Yes. So shout out to them.
I think I'm the only person on the panel, including our guests, who didn't do a shout out today, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
Stand your ground, girl.
Stand your ground. All right, and...
But the note, girl.
And...
Girl.
That note, though.
I know what you did last summer, murderer.
All right, I know that this week has been very quick, but I
know
hope that
you did
guys...
summer last summer.
Darla. Oh wait! Do it again. I'm gonna do a better look again.
Oh, wait, let's all do it.
What are we doing?
The dramatic turn.
Oh, okay.
Give it to us again.
Well, I'm gonna do Stefano style. But go ahead.
So I know that this week of AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Dave was very quick, but I'm so glad that you guys tuned in. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Dish and Dave's on Twitter.
I can hear James Lott Jr. outside. We gotta go.
Yes.
Hi, James Lott Jr.
Hi, James.
And make sure you stay tuned, because right after this, we have a full lineup of
the
your
GH report,
stars.
The YR report,
Bold and
BB.
The Beautiful. Yeah, all of that. Yeah. I just spit. Sorry.
Ow!
Now, before they leave, once more, tell them where they can find you on social media.
And Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And if you want to see those pictures, go to facebook.com/TheMarkJFreeman.
What about that hair?
Living for the hair on Twitter. Living for, number four, the hair.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com. Allison Sweeney fans, don't forget to turn in your entries by this Friday. Email us, dishanddays@gmail.com. Thank you guys again, and we'll see you next Sunday for a full recap of next week's episode of Days of Our Lives.
Only a three-week episode, right?
Only 3 days. Yeah. Bye, you guys.
Bye, gang.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.